on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Welcome back to this month's Your Hometown. The stop today is Fox Lake. Tag along as we show you what could make Fox Lake your hometown. Sponsored by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities. Here's John.
Why, thank you, David. And here is Therese Mathey, who is with the Chainalinks Chamber of Commerce. Good evening, and welcome to WGN. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. How's everything out there in Fox Lake?
It is very nice and cool, and yeah, we can see some blue skies tonight, so it's beautiful.
So in your role as the Chainalinks Chamber of Commerce, obviously Chainalinks doesn't refer to one particular city, although we're talking about Fox Lake. What is the scope of your responsibilities out there?
That's correct. So we are Richmond, Spring Grove, Fox Lake, Volo, and Lakemoor.
Yeah.
Yes, and then we have membership throughout the entire surrounding area. So it is a very big area.
And what is
my role?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
My role at the Chamber is about building connections and creating opportunities for those connections to be made. And then supporting the success of our local businesses. And we coordinate a ton of events to allow all of that to happen. And then work one-on-one with our members to make sure they're getting value from their membership.
I would think that, you know, we are about ready to get into your prime time season. Am I right?
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, what's like a perfect summer day coming up on the Chainalinks look like to you?
So the perfect summer day in the Chainalinks,
yeah,
is all about soaking up the best of what this area has to offer, which is obviously the Chainalinks.
Yes.
I would start my morning by grabbing a cup of coffee at a local spot, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Then walking to a farmer's market, because there's lots of those around here.
Nice.
And exploring one of the beautiful trails that are available in the area. By midday, you want to be out on the water, boating or kayaking, or maybe you're just floating with friends off the shore.
Yeah.
And then you can cap off the night with live music at one of the lakefront parks or restaurants and catch a beautiful sunset at the same time. So it's great.
Man, I'll be right over. That sounds fantastic. I love that. So
yeah, it's a very fun area.
So we're heading into the warmer, and we just had Bill Snyder from Channel 9 meteorologist on, and he's finally said that there's going to be some 80-degree temperatures coming our way pretty soon, which is good news for the folks out there with you at the Chainalinks. So are there any upcoming events that you, your businesses or organizations have planned for the summer coming up?
Yeah, so our chamber is very member-centric, and we use members always, unless there's a need that is outside of our membership. And so we have this really fun event coming up on June 7th. It's called the B4 Summer Festival, and it is the letter B and the number 4.
Yeah.
It stands for Before Most Summer Festivals, but it also stands for Bacon, Bourbon, Beer, and Bands. You like that one?
Man, that one came out of nowhere. I mean, you sound so official. You know, you sound like very, and you know, my job is to communicate one-on-one, and it's what was it, beer and bacon and burp, what was it again?
Bacon, bourbon, beer, and bands. So each of the food trucks will have one bacon dish to serve or to offer.
Okay.
There is bourbon tasting by our member, the Barrel Bounty, in Spring Grove.
Yeah.
There are beer trucks. Two of our members, Harbor Brewing, and I'm sorry, I'm outside so the dog doesn't bark. So if
that's okay.
The airplane.
Yeah, I understand.
The beer, we have some members pouring beer, and that is Harbor Brewing Company in Lake Villa in Ninth Hour. And Then we have another member, Hardly Water, which is sort of like flavored water without carbonation, and mm-hmm. they're very cool flavors.
Yeah.
So that event is all about raising money for four of our member nonprofits and our high school scholarship fund.
Wow.
And it is on June 7th at Richardson's Adventure Farm, which is also a member. So you see how we try and tie all of our yes. members into one fun event.
And somebody came up with really, no, go ahead. What?
I'm sorry. It ends with our member Johnny Rockets Fireworks shooting a fireworks show.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a well-rounded Chamber of Commerce you have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with the Modern Day Romeos?
No.
They're a local band that's very popular around here. I think they've been around for 20 years. And their lead singer is Jim Wydilla, who is also the marketing director at Volo Museum.
Oh, yes.
And which is also a member.
Yeah.
And I'm working with Jim on this. He's the chairman of this event. So it's going to definitely be fun because he's all about fun.
Well, I'll tell you, that sounds like gangbusters. Boy, that yeah. sounds like a really, really good time.
And then on Saturday, August 23rd, we're working with the Village of Fox Lake and Promote Fox Lake. We're going to start the day off with, it's called Taste by the Lake. It's mm-hmm. a beer and wine tasting with a boat show and vendor fair. And then it's going to seamlessly go into Promote Fox Lake's Venetian Night.
Wow. That
yeah,
sounds
so
like
that's
a
at Lakefront Park.
That sounds like a really, really good time, I have to say.
Yeah, again, live music, food trucks.
Yeah, and beer. And beer and wine.
Beer and wine.
And
yes.
live music.
Yeah. So I guess if you wanted to round up to a single word, we like to party.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And, you know, not many, we don't hear that from a lot of our hometown folks. Have we had anybody on from a Chamber of Commerce that went, hey, you know what, we like to party? I don't remember that.
Well, party in a safe way, but yeah,
oh, of course,
we like
of course.
To have fun.
Absolutely. Well, you sound like fun. That sounds like fun. And I think you're going to have a fun time. So thank you so much for being with us and party on, dude.
Should I send you a ticket?
Please do. Absolutely.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, thanks. There she goes.